Welcome back to Alabama's Morning News. I'm John Mounts, filling in for JT again today. And a lot of people were kind of, I can't say that we were shocked because we hear these stories all the time, but it's still sad when it happens. There was a tractor trailer found outside of Texas near San Antonio, and inside were the bodies of 46 men, women, and even children who apparently had succumbed to basically heat exhaustion because they were in this vehicle. It was supposedly a refrigerated truck, but there was no refrigeration in the truck, and the people inside the truck were, they died. There was a few people who were still found unresponsive but still alive. They were taken to the hospital, but most of them didn't make it. It's a very sad situation. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Guy Lewis. He's the former, Charles Marino. He is the former Homeland Security Advisor, and he has a lot of experience working our borders in situations like that. The real question is, how much longer will things like this continue to happen? We've got a lot of people pointing the blame at President Biden, saying he has had policies that have, if not encouraged, at least not discouraged people from attempting to come to America. And really, if you think about it, it's a great place. I like being in America, so I can see why others would also be interested in trying to get here and trying to make the run. Joining us in just a second, we're going to be talking with Charles Marino. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on Alabama's Morning News.
Morning, John.
So this situation that happened yesterday, do we have any more information about the people, first of all, who were taken to the hospital? Are they doing any better, or what's happening with that?
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, this is the most tragic situation around human trafficking that I've heard of ever occurring in this country. And, you know, the U.S. government, by way of their poor policies right now, have turned into the largest human trafficking operation in the world, and funding the cartels and other bad actors. You know, these migrants are desperate to get to this country. I understand that. They undertake very dangerous treks to get here. They're exploited. They're harmed physically by the coyotes that are taking them across the border. And this is just another example of the lengths that they're willing to go to and put themselves in dangerous situations, exploited by very bad people who don't care about their health. So the answer to the question is, I'm not sure how the surviving people are doing, but I know 51 dead is tragic. It's tragic for those people, their families. It's tragic for Mexico by way in which they came, and it's tragic for this country. And quite frankly, we should be embarrassed by what we're allowing down at our border.
You know, Charles, if you have a swimming pool in your backyard, the government requires you to put a fence up around the swimming pool because they know kids are going to see that swimming pool and what they would call an attractive nuisance. The kids will come jump in your pool. So you have to put a fence up around it to protect the children from going into your pool, possibly injuring themselves. The same thing seems like it would apply on the border. If we had a wall, a fence, however you want to put it, a barrier to keep people out, at least these situations wouldn't happen so frequently and be so deadly.
That's right. You know, you're talking about having a comprehensive, layered security approach that includes barriers, that includes technology, that includes manpower that are allowed to do their jobs, by the way. But the foundation for all of this needs to be strong policies, not policies that undercut the Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement obligation to enforce the immigration laws and border laws of this country. And what's happening here is the current policies are preventing these agents from doing their jobs because the administration's goal is to allow everybody in. They have totally destroyed the true legal intention of asylum and what that should be used for and who it should be used for. Now the cartels instruct everybody, come to the border, claim asylum. Of course, all these people can't have and qualify for asylum conditions, but they come, they say it, and we let them in, and then slowly we move them to the interior of the country where, you know, these people are unvetted, we don't know who they are, and they become an immediate strain on the communities in which they're located to.
And I feel like we're kind of abusing the word asylum, because it used to be that word was used for people who were actually under a persecution because of their religion, or their government wanted them dead or something like that. But in this case, these people are seeking asylum essentially because they're coming from countries where they don't have a lot of money and opportunity. Not that that's not a reason to want to come in, but that's not necessarily a reason to seek asylum through our asylum laws, is it?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it has diminished the true intent of who asylum should be reserved for, and it's doing a disservice to those that actually need to come to the United States and claim asylum. So, you know, that's obviously a horrible position for us to be in from a programmatic standpoint. But, you know, one of the things I can tell you is that with respect to our homeland security and national security, we are now funding the cartels based on the policies. They are making billions of dollars off us. We know they're exploiting men, women, and children. We know that they're being harmed. This is just one example of what happened here with migrants placing themselves in dangerous conditions because they're being enticed to make this dangerous journey at all costs by the policies of the United States. It really is tragic.
Charles Moreno, a former Security Service Supervisory Agent, Special Agent, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Alabama's Morning News.